Teenagers are constantly learning and being influenced. Sometimes this is through direct communication, other times it's through situations occurring in movies, books, life, etc. In reality, the world is a dangerous place, and a lot of mistakes are made, leading to consequences. Today I will be talking about two stories, one a novel and one a TV show, that deal with serious lessons and real-life situations. The main question I will be answering in this episode is, which book should be taught to grade 10 students in Ontario? The two options are To Kill a Mockingbird and The Book of Negroes. Which of the main characters would be better to introduce to grade 10 students in Ontario? Scout is a naive child learning new things every day, just like all teenagers do. She makes mistakes and watches other characters make mistakes, but she learns from them. She is very curious and learns many lessons through asking questions, spending time with her wise peers, and having an open mind. Scout is a very relatable character. She is not subjected to racism, but she lives in a world where racism is actively going on. In chapter 22, Atticus loses his case and Tom Robinson is announced guilty. Jem is devastated and does not think this is fair whatsoever. Scout experiences this whole situation and understands that Tom Robinson lost in court because of the color of his skin. This was the hard truth that Scout had learned. However, her being so young still, there were many things that she was still confused about. Scout is also very unique. She doesn't dress or act like other girls. Throughout the story, Aunt Alexandra and many other characters don't believe that Scout should be wearing overalls and she shouldn't be playing outside. Many people in Macomb believe that Scout didn't act feminine enough. Scout and Jem, in chapter 11, went every day to read to Miss DeBose as a punishment until her alarm clock went off. When the alarm clock rang, this signaled it was time for Jessie to give Miss DeBose her medicine and for Jem and Scout to leave. Scout was very naive at first and didn't fully understand what was going on. However, she believed that she did understand the situation. Teenagers, as young adults, often believe they have the right answer to everything when in reality, they do not. This is a very important lesson that is taught in the book. At the end of chapter 11, Scout finds out that Mr. Bose has died. Scout learns a very valuable lesson and develops as a person because of this. She discovers that what Mr. Bose was really trying to do was get over her drug addiction before she died. She did this by moving the time on the alarm clock back each day and then taking the drug. She died free. Scout then realized that Mr. Bose was a very courageous and strong woman. This was a very important lesson for grade 10 students to understand. Scout experienced self-improvement and gained a better perspective on life because of this situation. Aminata is also a very strong, determined, and courageous role model. She is subjected to racism and dealt with abuse. She demonstrated bravery and strength in extremely tough situations. Aminata is a good role model for teenagers. Teenagers, children, and young adults can look up to Aminata and can learn about what she goes through. She is definitely a very intelligent character who experiences many hardships. In episode 2, Aminata experiences rape. This is a very scary situation. She uses her voice to try and fight this. Rape is a very serious crime and occurs in our world today. This is an important lesson for grade 10 students to understand, especially because they are in their teenage years. In episode 3, Aminata has to fight through losing her child. Throughout the show, Aminata continues to fight and try to find her wherever she may be. This is an excellent example of a courageous woman trying to fight for the ones that she loves. In episode 4, she used her intelligence and put it to work. She created the Book of Negroes. This was only the beginning of the work Aminata did to support those who were like her. This scenario leads students to learn the lesson that you must do what you can to fight for the ones you love. The Book of Negroes gave many Negroes a chance to feel like a person and to see and hear their name. At the very end of the series, Aminata even writes her own book, sharing the story of her life and the story of many Negroes. This created a huge impact on life everywhere. Overall, Scout would be the best main character to share with grade 10 students. It is easier for teenagers to learn when they can relate and fully understand something. Grade 10 students are still learning and have much more to learn. Now we will talk about which supporting characters of the two stories are better to introduce to grade 10 students in Ontario. Firstly, Atticus is a very intelligent man who goes against the society's norm and respects Negroes. He raises two children alone and teaches them many essential and serious lessons. Atticus treats everyone with respect and understanding. He is very fair. During chapter 24, he reveals to Jem and Scout that Tom Robinson has died. On page 235, he says, "Depends on how you look at it. What was one Negro more or less among 200 of them? He wasn't Tom to them. He was an escaping prisoner." This is an example of Atticus demonstrating fairness and trying to understand others in his community. He always gives everyone a chance to be understood. He teaches his children to do this as well. In Maycombe, Atticus had a very respectable reputation, but he gave this up to defend Tob Robinson. Atticus demonstrates always doing what he believes is right, even if other people are against him. This is a very important lesson for grade 10 students to learn. Atticus has many honorable qualities. He tries to change the way society sees black people. Atticus would be great to introduce to students because his character could get the lesson across that having integrity is not always easy, but it is important. Many grade 10 students focus a lot on status, power, and popularity. Atticus sends across the message that you should see the value in all people. Introducing Atticus to students in Canada would change the mindset for the better. To Kill a Mockingbird character, Boo Radley would be another excellent character to introduce to grade 10 students in Ontario. Boo Radley is a very brave, shy, misunderstood character that had many fears and superstitions developed around him. Gossip led to many horrific stories being told about him. Jem and Scout believe these stories because at first it was all they knew. In chapter 10, Harper Lee talks about the rumor that Boo kills neighborhood pets. Boo Radley does not change over the course of the story, but Jem and Scout's perception of him does. In the early chapters of the book, the kids think of Boo Radley as a terrifying monster, but by the end, he is a hero to them. Boo Radley protects the children in chapter 30 when they are in danger. Bob Ewell followed them through the night and was a threat to them, but Boo was there to save the children. The underlying message Harper Lee was trying to get across through Boo Radley's character was that you should never judge a book by its cover. Teenagers are quite quick to judge and often fall for gossip. Therefore, Boo Radley would be an excellent choice of character to introduce to grade 10 students in Ontario. To Kill a Mockingbird has better supporting characters to introduce to students in Ontario because the characters are easier to relate to and they teach extremely valuable lessons. Next, we will talk about which story has a better setting to show to grade 10 students in Ontario, To Kill a Mockingbird or The Book of Negroes. To Kill a Mockingbird is set in the small town of Macomb, Alabama during the Great Depression. The first chapter talks about how Macomb is a rainy, depressing, tired old town. Not a lot of people there have money. This was not an equal town. There is separation. Human rights were not given to all. People moved slowly in Macomb, but everyone knew each other. The town was filled with racism. Trials were determined by the color of your skin. The Book of Negroes is set in South Africa. Aminata is abducted from where she was first born in West Africa and sold into slavery. The Book of Negroes was set during a time when slavery was active. Most Negroes were subjected to racism and slavery. The Book of Negroes had a more global setting. Overall, To Kill a Mockingbird has a better setting to show to grade 10 students in Ontario because it is set in a small town which we can better relate to. Both stories deal with racism, but which better helps students understand it? Grade 10 students still have a lot to learn and don't fully understand worldwide issues such as racism. The situations in To Kill a Mockingbird are easier for teenagers to understand because they are being viewed through the perspective of a younger child, Scout. As Scout learns, the reader learns more. When Tom Robinson's trial occurs, the reader feels empathy. Harper Lee's writing creates feeling in the reader. The reader feels that Tom Robinson losing in court is completely unfair and racist. The trial was an excellent way to help students better understand racism. Scout and Jem questioned Atticus because they didn't understand how it was possible for Tom to lose. Atticus tries to get them to understand that racism had won and that black people didn't get the same respect as white people. The reader doesn't like this, but they feel a sense of what racism is like and they understand it more. The Book of Negroes will be harder for students to fully understand because the characters are older and more mature. Also, slavery is not a topic that teenagers would understand as well, because it is not a part of the world today. The lessons in the Book of Negroes are more mature and would be harder for grade 10 students to understand. Many characters in To Kill a Mockingbird openly demonstrate racism, such as Mr. Bowes and many more. They are very unapologetic about their prejudiced beliefs. Atticus does not give in to the community's beliefs. Harper Lee shows her audience how different individuals deal with race. Overall, To Kill a Mockingbird would be best introduced to grade 10 students to help them understand racism. In conclusion, I believe that To Kill a Mockingbird is a better story to introduce to grade 10 students in Ontario. To Kill a Mockingbird is a much easier story to relate to, for it is written through the perspective of a young girl. The book shares topics that all teenagers can connect with in some way. It teaches students to respect others and their elders. Many situations go against society norms, and it's very relatable for teenagers. To Kill a Mockingbird can also teach you a lot about racism and segregation issues from the past. It is a great story to share with teenagers because they can learn a lot from it. This is a very important question to ask. The topics being talked about in these stories are very serious, but very important. There are many debates on if To Kill a Mockingbird should be banned from being taught in classes at all. In reality, the world is a scary place, and it's important for young adults and teenagers to learn about these topics. Overall, it is a very important question to ask. Thank you so much for coming and listening to my podcast.